This is the Zach and Zuri Show.
Welcome. Today's podcast clip comes from an interview with Professor Akant Veer from the University of Canterbury.
Part of your role would be like supervising as well, right? It just made me think because, you know, you're very, very passionate about helping junior staff and attending the DCs, and it made me realize you'd have your own students. So how do you go about supervising? What do you think works for you in being such a great supervisor?
Sure. Well, great supervisor is a strong word. I do my best.
And I think that's what actually makes great supervisors in some sense, right? They actually care and they try their best.
And I think that's a huge part of it. I'm very, very proud of all my students. You know, that's the number one thing. I genuinely care about them more than their topic, if that makes sense. So one of my students, Mona Sultani, is about to submit her PhD within next couple of weeks. She sent me the full thesis just a couple of days ago. It's a thesis. I'm so proud of her. I can't wait to see her flourish as an academic, blah, 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 blah. But Mona arrived 2 weeks before we went into lockdown. And so I saw her for like a week or two, and then the whole country, the whole world locked down. And so for the first 6 months sort of thing of her academic career, it was Zoom meetings. It's been a tough ride for her trying to get through, and just seeing her grow as a person, as an academic, is what excites me about supervising. We're now in the process of like, right, what's the next career move? You know, applying for jobs, that sort of thing. It's not about publications for me and growing my career and, you know, Sultani and Veer. I don't give a shit about that. You know, I care about what is in it for her. And if I'm part of that journey, awesome. If I'm not, that's her call. Fine. And I try to take that same approach with a lot of my students, with all my students, trying to find what are your motivations for being here? What are the things we can do together? How can I help you? And caring about them as people as much as caring about their work. I think too often, especially busy people, forget the person and they focus straight to, let's get down to business. While every meeting, I try to start with, how are you? What are things going on? How are you feeling? What's happening? Tell me, how's your husband doing? How's your wife doing? How's your boyfriend doing? How's your girlfriend? What sports are you playing? That sort of thing. Get to know them as a person. My wife and I have never lived in the same city as our families. We've always been nomads traveling around the world. We still don't live in the same city as our families. And we know how difficult that can be, especially at key times. So we like to host Christmas lunch for all the kids that can't get home for their family. So on Christmas Day, we just open up our house. And sometimes we have two people turn up. Sometimes we've had 30 people turn up. All the research students from the department who just can't get home for whatever reason. And we just want to feed them and be mum and dad for them. Caring about them, not just their work, I think is important. I will fully admit I'm a busy person. I'm full-time academic, but I'm 0.5 in the business school. I'm also 0.5 the associate dean of graduate research. And that's not just for the business school. That's for the whole university. So we take care of all the research students across the entire campus. That's a lot of work. And sometimes I'm not able to put in the same amount of time that I would want to for my PhD students. But taking the time to at least know what you're talking about, know who they are, I think goes a long way. And I think it helps anyway. I was recently in Europe for some conferences, and in between conferences, I made the time to go see one of my former students, Maya Golf-Papa. She's based in Sussex. And so I went down to the coast and spent a couple of days with her. She had a baby while she was doing her PhD here in New Zealand. And Luna is now 6 years old. So I got to hang out with Luna as well. And just seeing the growth of them as a family, seeing the growth of them as a group is amazing. Beyond, we didn't even talk research and for more than a few hours, you know, in the whole time we were together. But just getting to connect back with family was super important. Her husband, David, took me out to play football for the first time in like 20 years. I'm like, this is going to hurt, but that's fine. You know, and had a great time just hanging out with them as people as well. And I think that's the key as well. Just finding that connection as people, as well as research. There's a long way around of saying, yeah, don't treat people like, you know, lab rats.
I mean, by the sounds of it, they really appreciate that and admire you for it. For you to not see them as something that can provide them with outputs and to progress their own careers, but to see them as humans. By the sounds of it,
Yeah, and maybe I should do a bit of both, a bit more, balance it out. Maybe my students don't publish as much. Maybe don't push them as hard or something like that. But I also know what that publish or perish model does for people's mental health. And so when someone needs a break, they deserve a break. And I think it's okay to give people a break. When people need to be pushed, we will push them and we'll find a way to push them. But I'm not gonna churn out the publications for the sake of publications. You know, there has to be a strategy for it.
Hey guys, it's Zach Ainsbury here with just a couple of quick reminders. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, then make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. There are plenty more interviews to come with some of the world's leading marketing academics and practitioners. You do not want to miss these. In the meantime, if you're looking for another way to connect, then follow me on Twitter at Zach Ainsbury. That is ZACANESBURY. For my take on the marketing issues of the day.
That was the Zach Ainsbury Show.